I'm going to look to you for some participation here at the end with prayer time. But before we get there, I'd like to just, I have a few thoughts, and then I have a song, and then after that, we'll open it up for prayer. So, especially in the last 200 years, humans have come pretty obsessed with time. It's probably increasingly got that way the more modern we've gotten. We've moved from agrarian to manufacturing and things like this, and you got to be on time everywhere you go. And it's easy for us to be pretty influenced by that and to get pretty caught up in racing the clock and getting in the rat race. And we've heard the phrase, time is money. But I think that if we get too far down that ditch, it's a pretty good way to just be miserable when we think about how we spend our time, if that's just how we're going to value it. How do we value our time? The Bible does talk about time as far as measurements of time to some degree, but usually when it's talking about time, it's talking about seasons and times kind of more in a broader sense. And I think that it's a healthier way of looking at things when we embrace the season of life that we're in, the season of the year that we're in, and be present in it and value our time that way. James 4, 13 and 15, this is maybe a little bit on the time is money thing. Come now, you who say, James 4, 13 through 15, come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go into such and such a town and spend a year there and trade and make profit. Yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that. And then, of course, Ecclesiastes, it says there's a time for everything, there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven. And then it lists this big contrast, time to be born, a time to die, time to plant, time to harvest, and so forth. So I think it's just, you know, overarching, it's just important that we trust God with our time, and we trust him to lead and direct us. Trust him for our future. We don't know the future. We sometimes remember the past, but what we most know is the present, and it's good if we can trust him in that time. Psalm 31, 14 and 15, Psalmist says, but I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hand. Rescue me from the hand of my enemies and my persecutors. So can we say that this morning? I trust in you, O Lord. You are my God. My times are in your hand. So I'd like for us to be thinking along those lines as we worship here for the next few minutes. And if you would lead Be Still My Soul, number 907, just in this context, sometimes we sing this song kind of triumphantly, and I think that's appropriate. But maybe this morning, let's sing it more thoughtfully. Go ahead.
Nine or seven. Yes, you are so.
up for prayer. And it's fine if we spend some time in silence as well, listening to the Lord. So let's pray.
Thank you that we are closer now than we were before to the second coming and to you making everything right.
Lord, it looks like the wicked are prospering, but let us help us to see the end and where that leads.
Yes, God, thank you so much that you are the God outside of time. To you, one day is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. And we take comfort that we serve you. You're outside of time. You've created it. And we can trust you with our times. God, the proverb says, the heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps. And that's what we want to do. We want to acknowledge you, and we want you to direct our steps. I pray that you would be with us this morning in our Sunday school hour, and later the worship and the share time and the sermon as well, God. We just invite your presence here. Thank you so much for your presence. We love you. Pray this in Jesus' name, amen. All right, it's time for Sunday school. So the teachers teaching students in the basement can be dismissed. The